Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for helping me celebrate 15 years of the Small Business Advocate Show. Happy anniversary, baby. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I've been telling you about that website for 15 years, too. So check it out when you get a chance. A lot of new stuff there. We update it every single day just for you. Having a great visit with our good friend Tim Berry, the original founding member of our Brain Trust. He's forgotten more about business planning than the rest of us will ever know. He founded Palo Alto Software, they're the folks who make Business Plan Pro and all the other products there. He's the author of outstanding books on business planning, The Plan As You Go, Business Planning. We're talking about four key steps in anybody's business planning project, activity, I should say. The first one was review schedule, where you look at plan versus actual. Do that on a regular basis. What's the next one, Tim?
Number two, Jim, of those four is this. List your assumptions.
List assumptions.
Yes, and there's a good reason that that's one of the four basic things you need to do for business planning. We just said your plan is wrong, but vital, because plan versus actual is going to help you steer and manage your business. You list your assumptions because as soon as your plan is different from what you planned, as soon as your actual results
are,
then you have this dilemma. Do I change the plan, or have I failed to execute so I keep the plan and execute better?
Well, your assumptions are the granular part of your plan, it seems to me. And the reason why you got to list your assumptions is those are also the methodology by which you made your projections. And if you don't write them down, you'll forget that you, did I say three times or four times?
Yeah.
They're your footnotes, aren't they? They're your notes for your projections, and so then instead of if your plan was wrong, did not compare well to your actual, then you don't have to turn everything upside down. All you have to do is say, okay, instead of three times sales or three times insurance or whatever it is, it's 2.5 times. Let's try that for a month. What do you think, Tim?
I think that's a critical reason for those assumptions are so important, and I want to add to that when you ask yourself, do I change the plan or did I just fail to execute, one of the first ways you answer that question is you go back and you say, have my assumptions changed?
Mm-hmm.
And if your assumptions have changed, then you change the plan.
Now, when you say changed, do you mean are they valid?
Depends on which assumption. It could be either one. For example, it's October of 2008, and your sales are 30% less than what they should be in October compared to past years in September and August. But it's October of 2008. The big plummet happened.
Right.
Well, your assumptions have changed, so you change your plan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one example. And you were citing another example where you thought you were going to get three of this for every one of that, but it turns out it was four of this for every one of that. Then you change the assumption, the driver, and you change the plan.
Yeah, and folks, this is where the more you get used to these moving parts, as you, even between the meetings, even between the review schedule meetings, you'll start feeling the need to make adjustments. You'll start understanding intuitively, okay, this is looking more like four instead of three. What do you think, Tim?
Absolutely. And it's that, remember, it's like steering. You know, no matter how straight the highway, when you drive from point A to point B, you're going to hold on to the steering wheel, and you're going to be making adjustments.
Mm-hmm.
Life these days seems to me to be so complex that it's actually not a straight highway. It's a very curvy mountain road.
Right.
But the plan then is those adjustments you make because of plan versus actual are like the adjustments to the steering wheel. You don't change your destination. You might slow down,
right?
But you're still
like
going
that.
In the same place.
I like the way you said that. All right, let's get a third one in here. What's the third one?
Number three is milestones. And I mean concrete specifics of what's supposed to happen when and how much is it supposed to either cost or bring in.
And it's these milestones are based on things that really need to happen. Like I need to have enough revenue to create enough gross profit to create enough cash to make payroll on Friday. The milestone is Friday's payroll, right?
The milestones, yeah. It's that. It's what it does, Jim, is it pulls the business planning from that kind of theoretical up in the air, oh, we're going to be the best and we're going to, it pulls it down into the world of reality so that you can look back a month later or 6 months later and say, did we execute the plan? What went wrong and things like that?
Right.
If you have the milestones in, so it's the product launch, it's the marketing launch.
Well, and if you don't establish those milestones, you know, a lot of times, especially in small business, you need to front load the execution of a milestone. In other words, you don't need to wait till Friday to have the money for payroll. Maybe you need to have it on Thursday. And you can't front load it if you don't establish the milestone.
And think about, for example, the software version is going to be ready, but you need to have the marketing ready at the same time,
right.
So you have interdependencies.
Mm-hmm.
And that one of the big enemies of business planning is just doing the words and concepts and
right.
never really getting specific about.
And,
yeah,
and,
but
and,
what
it, and holding yourself
in
accountable.
October.
Tim, I got to take a quick break here. Quick one, folks, right after these messages. Right back with Tim Berry. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.